Welcome to this Sutphen Seminars Chakra Link course. I'm Dick Sutphen, and you'll be learning about the seven chakra energy centers and exploring the potentials of chakra balancing and energizing for mental physical regeneration. Now, this is a powerful way to mentally link to another person, to perceive what they're seeing and feeling, and to allow the other person to perceive your visions and feelings. The chakra link technique was born out of research I conducted in the 1970s at my hypnosis center in Scottsdale, Arizona. The first breakthrough came while trying to increase the success rate of telepathic sending and receiving between two people. I found that when I had them both visualize a chakra connection, their telepathic abilities increased dramatically. The connection was a matter of both people vividly imagining the proper chakra color as an intense light arching up, out, and over to connect their crown, brow, throat, and heart chakras. This led to other psychic experiments and eventually to linking two people as part of relationship counseling sessions. When couples came to me for counseling, I'd usually direct hypnotic regressions to find the source of the conflict. 95% of the time, the real problem began in a previous incarnation, often an unresolved past life conflict between the two people. Or, the problem was rooted in a fear-based emotion from a traumatic past experience, in the current life, or a past life. The couples would lie down side by side, holding hands, ideally cupping a crystal between their clasped hands. I had them do deep breathing, and then directed a complete body relaxation before saying, "You're now going to visualize a connection taking place between the crown chakras of spirituality on the top of your heads. Visualize an intense violet light emanating from the top of your head. Now imagine this light. Create it with the unlimited power of your mind, an intense, shimmering, iridescent violet light arching out, up, and over to connect your crown chakra to the crown chakra of your partner." I'd then pause for them to make the connection. Then I would say, "And the connection is now complete, and it's time to visualize the next chakra connection." And this process continued with their third eye brow chakras and a blue-violet visualization. Then, the throat chakra and a silvery blue light, and the heart chakra visualized as a golden glow. Once the chakra connections were made, I deepen the altered state of consciousness and direct one of the partners to go back into a past situation which was affecting the current conflict. The other partner was directed to mentally tag along as an observer. And in almost every case, this is what happened. One person began to relive a situation from an earlier time in the present life, or something that happened in a past life. And their partner mentally observed the incidents and usually experienced any emotions associated with the event. Next, I'd regress the observer, and the person who had already experienced regression tagged along as an observer. When we found a life they had both shared, they always knew it, and this would allow us to explore the conflict from differing perspectives, allowing each partner to walk a mile in the other person's moccasins, so to speak. A one-sided but very effective chakra link can also be conducted by one person in an altered state of consciousness, imagining the colors connecting to another person at a distant location. This is really enhanced telepathy, enhanced by the chakra link. And I'll come back to this later as an alternate way to explore the second session in this course.